This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, and boy, there's plenty of it. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now. 7,300 military men and women involved in the coronavirus fight right now, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard too, and everybody that's on the front line taking care of everybody with the coronavirus. We thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight, especially the truck drivers delivering all those much needed supplies across the country, to everybody that's supporting them, to everybody that's out there supporting America, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And to everybody that's out there in the oil industry, holy smokes. Oil below $1 a gallon in at least three states that I'm going to tell you about here in a little bit. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com and the Facebook page, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Get over there, jump in the chat room, have a conversation. There's 80 people in there right now. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. So, there you go. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And Denise and I have been talking about the news that came in just before the show went on the air, that an agreement has been released. An agreement has been agreed upon in Washington, D.C. The first part of the coronavirus stimulus plan, $2 trillion, but it's got a lot of other things attached to it. Right, Denise?
We don't know what's in it. We have no idea, except I will say that there's going to be, the earmark in the bill is $500 billion for corporations that have been hit hard. So the Democrats are stomping their feet because they're calling it a slush fund. It's not a slush fund.
Right.
This will have, and the Republicans did concede to the Democrats in order to get this that it would be overseen by an inspector general and a separate congressional panel. And the Republicans are really saying we don't need all that because we have assigned an inspector general already.
Right.
And that it would be really kind of done almost like a bankruptcy court, be overseen by a legal wing of the Department of Treasury. But, whatever. I mean, it kind of doesn't matter. That one's small, in my opinion. But families will receive checks from $1,200 to $2,400 based on income, and $367 billion is there for federally guaranteed loans for small business.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So
that's so they can keep making payroll, right?
Well, if they choose to have those loans, they don't have to have the loans.
Right.
It's there. So what is really being said here when they're throwing around the $6 trillion. It's not $6 trillion. It's $2 trillion. Those extra dollars are those that are affected. In other words, if there is a loan, then some of them are just necessarily loan guarantees. You start adding all those up for small business, and it could have up to $6 trillion available, and that includes the $2 trillion, okay?
Right.
Now, the interesting thing here is the Democrats in the House, because the House is on vacation.
Yep.
The Democrats in the House do not want to come back for a vote. They're
yep.
all freaked out because they don't want to think they're all going to be sick. So,
right.
Because two in the House are tested positive. So they want to do this necessarily by some kind of a voice vote. And that may be what happens. If not, then they would do it, by some other means. But there won't be a vote by remote control.
Well, so, they don't all need to be present to have a quorum. Is that right?
Well, that essentially is what's coming through is a voice vote.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, Ocasio-Cortez and her crowd are already whining about this, and they're trying to throw some sand in the gears. So Pelosi's going to have to go back and tell them to go sit in the corner and be quiet. Pelosi's list that we went through yesterday, it appears that none of that is there.
That's
right. We don't
have
the election thing. We don't have the JFK
That's right.
Center for Arts and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
We don't have any of that. That's out.
Mm-hmm.
So she was really forced to concede for this deal. That doesn't mean that this whole thing is necessarily over yet. We have got to obviously have a Senate vote. From there it goes over to the House.
Right.
And then the House will have to vote, and then it goes to the president. Now, Steny Hoyer has suggested that there's yet going to be a separate whole House bill in order to appease some of the other things that were on the wish list that Nancy Pelosi came up with. And that's fine. They can do that, but it'll never get past the Senate. So
Eric is asking a question. Eric is saying, are those checks that are to be sent to the American people considered taxable income, or will they be considered non-taxable exempt? I believe it'll be taxable.
It'll be taxable, but it'll be deferred.
Right. And the other thing is they're not being sent to everybody, Eric, are they?
I don't know what you mean by everybody.
Well, everybody. In other words, the first round of money that goes out goes to the people directly affected that have lost their jobs, correct?
Yeah, if somebody's worth $10 million and they don't need the money, they're not going to get the money.
All right, hold on. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yeah, this isn't going to everybody. And by the way, again, the income tax returns that they're looking at are for the year 2018. That's where they got the numbers from. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you'll see the right tab, and on the right tab is a USCCA logo link, red, white, and blue logo link. Click on that link. The first thing that it will do is drop down a window that says, would you like to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway? Obviously, the answer is yes. After you do that, a second window will drop down and will say, would you like to register for the free $25,000 cash giveaway after Labor Day? And the answer to that should be yes, because we want to announce the winner here in our program. And after you get done doing that, take a look at what becoming a member of the USCCA would mean for you. First of all, there's three levels of membership. Secondly, depending on what level of membership you join, you can get another $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including all memberships get the award-winning USCCA magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine. It's got all kinds of great articles and information and discounts in there, too, on all sorts of things pertaining to the outdoors and RV living and fishing and hunting and guns and ammo and all that. So, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, website, right tab, USCCA logo link, and good luck. Good luck. We want to announce you as a winner. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again, Ms. Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All right, we've got a lot of questions, and I'll be specific. We'll answer Michelle's question. I've got so many people asking, wanting to know who's going to get money and how much are they going to get. Michelle's question is pretty simple. Will all the people get money? Short answer, no. Now you explain.
Those people that were one fired or two, their jobs were suspended because their businesses were closed by no fault of the business, but mm-hmm. because of mayors and governors and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that had a job that was affected,
mm-hmm.
get money.
Yep.
Nobody else does.
Yep.
Okay? That's just where it is. So people that are living off of strictly Social Security, they don't get a check. There was nothing in their life that was affected financially. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer is no.
Okay, and that's the only answer, because anybody else that was supposedly thinking that they might get something in this, I mean, if you're not involved and your life hasn't been turned upside down because you lost your job and you're about to lose your house or whatever, or your way of living, your business is shut down and you were told, oh, you can't be open because you can't have an inside restaurant anymore, you know, all that sort of stuff, it ain't going to happen.
Well, look, the other thing, too, is, and part of the what I'm going to say is the $6 trillion that, you know, everybody thinks that's the magic number. It's not.
Yep.
But you've got a lot of credit card companies. You've got a lot of banks that are stepping up to the plate, and they are not going through any kind of foreclosures. They're giving a very large grace period. Now that has a cost to it. So if you, whatever that cost is, I mean, you got some supercomputers that are, you know, can calculate those kinds of things. That is part of the dollars that, are in the $6 trillion, okay? That doesn't mean that that's something that the United States is spending, not the U.S. taxpayer spending. It's not. But credit card companies are making deferrals. Some of them are not going to charge interest or some kind of penalties. I mean, there's all kinds of things that corporations are stepping up and doing. I just got, you know, an interesting email from PayPal. Not that I'm a PayPal customer, because I really don't like PayPal, but that's a sidebar.
I'm with
But, you know, Regions Bank, I happen to be a customer of Regions Bank. I got a very nice email from them, and, you know, they are not charging overdraft fees and all these other kinds of things. So,
yep.
But those people's lives who were that were affected by this are those that would get a check.
Right. And I got one from my bank, Chase Bank, and the same thing, that we're not charging this and that and blah, 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 blah. If you have any problems, contact so-and-so and such, phone number, email address, the whole nine yards. And we are talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, let's take all of this in a different direction, because yesterday I got a BOLO from the Department of Homeland Security. I posted it up on the Facebook page last night. It actually didn't come from DHS. It came from a subdivision, the Counterterrorism Mission Center and the Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction Office. And it is warning that there is chatter out there right now, and it's certainly
only chatter.
That's right.
Only chatter.
But it is warning that the bad guys are seeing an opportunity with this coronavirus pandemic going on to possibly go after some of the weak links in the system around the world involving America, whether it's here in this country or overseas. So we have to be on our eyeballs and tippy toes for that one.
Well, what they're doing is saying that they're on their tippy toes and watching it on our behalf.
All right. Well, now we've got a question here. Let's see. Steve in Thailand is saying, actually, Social Security recipients who depend on interest and dividends on investments have been affected, so they should be included.
I haven't seen a text that would actually refer to that.
I haven't either.
So, I mean, there is some merit in what he says, but I don't know that it would amount to something that affects a livelihood.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And so the operative word here is livelihood.
Now, the FDA has approved the use of blood from survivors of the COVID-19 pandemic to treat other people. Now, this is
actually, it's plasma.
Plasma, okay. But is it coming from the people that have already gotten
over?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I understand something, Matt. We've been doing that going back to World War I.
Sure. We did it with so, a lot of the other infectious diseases, you bet. Mm-hmm.
That is not a new procedure by any means. What they're simply saying is that the FDA says that can certainly be a method of treatment. They would not stop that practice because of how infectious this is.
Now, the other thing that's going on here is the Democrats have been affected in an interesting way. July the 13th through 16th, they are scheduled to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for their national convention. And they're looking at options ahead of the convention, including having a digital convention.
Well, I get it, and I think that they should, in fact, consider that. But the other piece is, and this is interesting, because this was actually a means of concern for the Democrats prior to COVID-19, that they did not have the monies, because I think it was going to cost, I don't remember the number, but they have to go outside and fundraise to pay for the convention in Milwaukee. They weren't getting those monies. And they still may not be getting those monies, especially because you don't have anybody on the campaign trail. You got nobody.
Right.
You got Joe. We haven't even seen Bernie Sanders.
Nope.
And you got Joe Biden now doing Facebook live events from his bunker.
Screwing that up, too. Screwing that up, too, by the way. I mean, some of the comments that he made, he was like, he didn't even know what the hell he was talking about with some of that stuff.
No, he didn't. So his campaign appearances are either from his house, which are badly scripted,
okay,
or remotely by Skype on The View.
Here's a positive way to end the day. Oil. Whew. West Texas crude, $24.01, starts out the day per barrel, $24.01. Brent crude starts out the day, $27.15. Wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery before it gets put out there and all the taxes are added to it, today is 44 cents a gallon. Yesterday was 41. But I'm telling you, I've seen Indiana prices, I've seen Louisiana prices, and some prices in Texas. They are below a dollar a gallon.
Kind of doesn't matter too much because not a lot of driving going on.
No, and there's a glut of gasoline, and they're cutting back. The refineries are throttling back because they got nowhere else to put it.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to buy a boatload or a pipeline load of gas, and you got the money to do it, now's the time to do it, right?
Well, let's end it this way real fast. We've got Project Apollo. Project Apollo is Ford Motor Company, GE, and 3M.
Yep.
They've all come together to make medical devices.
You got it, Bob. Very positive news. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day and stay low. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the military news and the aspects coming from the military about all the coronavirus. By the way, 7,300 people activated military out there in the United States of America doing their thing for God, honor, and country, and the people of the Americas. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city. Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, found online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And you can go there, find out more about what it is they do, the two campuses that they have, where they're at, how to enroll, what's involved, and what you can do to become an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy does have the two locations to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, and the other campuses up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, those campuses have been shut down for a little bit more than a week right now. Bo told us about that last week when he came in. And they were going to be shut down until Clearwater planning on opening April the 6th and Concord, Mass planning on opening April the 8th. Now, nothing is more important to the National Aviation Academy than the health and well-being of their students, staff, faculty, and alumni. That's why the Clearwater campus will reopen on April the 6th. Now, that's contingent to everything that's transpiring right now that we believe is going to happen, with the president saying everybody will be back to normal by Easter Sunday. And also the Concord Massachusetts location April the 8th. They'll be back open then. Now, in the meantime, both campuses are focusing on giving their students the safest, cleanest, hands-on learning environment possible. Now, vets should also note that the VA has extended benefits to online classes as well that you may need to take as part of the NAA's curriculum. All you have to do is check the NAA website for that by going to naa.edu. Now, that'll give you further details on the VA loans and the changes and the updates there on the National Academy of April classes as well. So, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, is the place to go to find out more information about them. And if you have any questions, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-259-2080. Again, I'll repeat that because I botched that up because I was looking at a message here. 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, there is a lot of activity in the military right now, as you might well know. A drug touted as a COVID-19 treatment has got some troubling side effects. Now, you heard about some of these malaria drugs, the two medications being considered to treat the COVID-19 coronavirus, folks. In some cases, a former Army doctor who has spent a career helping veterans believe they may have been permanently harmed. Brain damage could have been caused. Other long-term health problems in some susceptible patients could have been caused by the malaria drugs that are being mentioned as possibly being used to help treat patients with the coronavirus right now. Now, everybody's different, so not everybody reacts the same. So, I would strongly suggest, instead of just going in there and say, I want this and I want that because they said it's going to work and blah, 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 blah. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Here's what you do instead. You let them do the tests they need to do to see whether or not your body can handle that, instead of just demanding it. By the way, the coronavirus testing at the Army garrison in Stuttgart, Germany, has briefly expanded to include symptom-free people who live in the on-base apartment buildings and work in customer service, as the military is trying to develop a new strategy to stem the spread of the virus. In the Navy, Navy medicine personnel have embarked on the 7th Fleet ships to test for the COVID-19 at sea. The Navy has deployed several medical teams, and they're now conducting laboratory tests. For example, they're aboard the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, the amphibious assault ship America, and the 7th Fleet flagship, the amphibious command ship known as the Blue Ridge, checking right now to see how the Navy is faring on those vessels. We told you about the Navy hospital ship Mercy, which has departed San Diego for Los Angeles, should be arriving there shortly to be set up and used as a primary ER room for regular patients, non-coronavirus patients. Also, a new update to the Navy's religious accommodations policy will allow Sikh sailors to wear turbans for the first time following the Air Force's decision to do the same in early February, and provides rules for beards that they have as part of their religion. And all Navy exchange barber shops and beauty salons around the globe are ordered to shut down now in response to the spread of COVID-19. That's not going to be good for the sailors. You're going to have a lot of long hair, right? So the Navy won't be cutting your hair. And you got to be careful where you go if you're going out in the private field too, by the way. Now, the 9th Reconnaissance Wing at Beale Air Force Base in California is implementing a tag-teaming system to help halt the spread of the new coronavirus there. Office Air Force Base out there in Nebraska, their wing has scrubbed all training flights, stepped up plane cleaning to stop the spread of COVID-19. Obviously, many things going on. Hawaii The first Hawaii-based Marine has tested positive for COVID-19 there in Hawaii. The Corps is saying goodbye to their tank battalions and bridging companies. The Corps is making some hefty cuts as the Marines plan to make a lighter and faster force to fight across the Pacific to confront a rising China. Tank battalions are going to be going by the wayside. Despite the global COVID-19 pandemic, there's no excuse not to have a fresh haircut come Monday morning, according to the Marines. Just be sure to practice social distancing while waiting to get that high and tight cut, that coming from the commandant's office. So the Marines are still cutting hair. Navy isn't. So I guess if the Navy wants a haircut, they can go to the Marine Corps. All right, weather experts at Florida's Space Coast will feel the pinch of an increasingly crowded launch schedule as higher demand requires more forecasting services and more things are going to be going on with the Space Force out of Cape Kennedy and Cape Canaveral. By the way, National Guardsmen are finally getting masks for the mission that they're on. Some 7,300 military people are involved in the current coronavirus effort. And the Defense Department's response to the coronavirus outbreak has expanded to include not only the expected deployment of tens of thousands of National Guardsmen, but also the growing effort to stamp out any conspiracy theories that the United States is going to adopt martial law. They are not. And for the people in these chat rooms that keep saying that, and these fools that are out there that all they want to do is toss a bunch of rumors and innuendo out there, stop it. Just stop it. Because it's ridiculous, some of the stuff you're putting out there. And you know it is. Now, the Trump administration has announced a new public-private partnership, which has just started up, to use supercomputers to combat the spread of the new coronavirus known as COVID-19. I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll be finding out about that in the days to come. And a bipartisan group of senators introduced legislation requiring federal agencies to maximize telework policies for federal employees during this coronavirus outbreak. In addition, as the number of coronavirus cases within the Veterans Affairs medical system continues to climb, department officials are reaching out to their retired health case workers for help. They're asking doctors that have retired and nurses in the VA system to come back to work. We'll see how that works out in the days and weeks to come. And by the way, a second staffer at a key New York VA hospital has come down with the coronavirus there. So that's not good in that respect. But again, New York is having the real problem. New York's number one right now for whatever reasons. And you got to look right straight, square in the eye at what got them there. Hello, Mr. Cuomo. Hello, Mr. de Blasio. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's listening to us right now on our affiliate up there, AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody down the road in Fort Benning, Georgia, that can hear us on the radio tonight. Thank you very much for everything you guys and gals are doing. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is still open for business and still doing a bang-up job, especially at lunchtime, because they've got that deli walk-up window. And you can order right there at the window, or you can call ahead by calling 941-748-5829. Get one of those great homemade sandwiches, the Captain's Club, that's there, that's up on the menu right now. Get one of those, and whatever else it is that you'd like, they'll make it for you. They got a couple of big picnic tables. As a matter of fact, I heard they were going to add a couple more there, where they got them spread out and all that stuff, so they're just 6 foot apart and no more than 10 people at the table in the group and all that. So they're keeping along with that, but you can either order to take out, or you can order to sit there and have yourself a little picnic right there up on the outside area. And when you get done, don't forget, you can still order by the deli window the orange swirl ice cream. So, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Or go to the telephone, call them at 941-748-5829. They're inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store. There you go. Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Last night, Early. Well, not last night. Early this morning, it was announced the $2 trillion stimulus package has been agreed to. They're going to have a vote today at 1 o'clock in the Senate. Then it's going to go over to the House. Now, they've taken out all the pork that was in there, tossed in there, thanks to Nancy Pelosi over the weekend. She wanted this, this, and this, and they said, nope, ain't going to happen. So they took it out. So this is what we knew it was going to be to begin with. The big stumbling block was apparently the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi calling the they called it the $500 billion slush fund. Now, what that $500 billion is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is it's guaranteed subsidized loans for larger industries and corporations that employ the big numbers of people to keep them in business.
I got to look at what is it. I'm not sure if it's just for larger industries. I thought that they were doing that for these small businesses.
Now, wait a minute. There's a separate one for small ones. Yeah, and that's a different number. It goes by numbers. But this $500 billion is for the big boys. Now, here's the small one. $367 billion program for small businesses to keep making payroll while workers are forced to stay home. And these are the smaller corporations that would normally just have to shut their doors and say, hasta la vista, see, I can't afford to stay around.
Okay. I think that that also expands, though. I don't think it's capped at that number. I think that grows as well, because I think that this can think of, they call it $2 trillion, but I think it can be as large as almost six.
Right.
What all is said and done. So
it's
bumped up the opportunity for a lot of these businesses to keep people on. It's basically saying you're going to keep your normal wages.
That's right.
For people out there that are not working at this point in time. You know, the key is this is only going to last for so long.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, this is all well and good in some respect. However, again, you know, there's got to be an end game at some point in time. I think that it would be wise, and I don't, you know, why would I do this? I live in one of the hot spots.
You do.
But everybody's doing a pretty good job practicing social distancing, around here. They are. It's not going to be perfect, but everybody's doing a pretty good job. And yeah, I would keep certain areas that are pretty hot locked down for a period of time. And, you know, I would say, hey, listen, you're not even allowed to travel. You can't go anywhere.
Right.
And say, you know, stay here for a certain period of time until we can get the hospitals up to snuff, and we get enough ventilators made, and we get enough masks made so we can handle this. It was interesting to hear that, you know, we got kids, a lot of kids in our area that actually go to Syracuse, and Syracuse is shut down, and they didn't have any cases up there at all.
Correct.
And they said they didn't have any cases. I talked to some of the parents. They said tons of kids up there showed the symptoms of this, and then it just went away, meaning that they probably did have it up there. They just, nobody was ever tested, and now they're better. That's what we don't know. And as they continue to have testing, people have it right now, and they don't know. People have it, and they don't show any symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to work its way through the country. It's a very difficult thing for us to do, because the reality is most people are going to get it. You know, the mortality on this thing is going to be minuscule.
1.3%.
Now, that's right now.
Yeah.
That's what the data they have. That's not accurate data if you tested everybody in the country. Not even close. Because if you test everybody in the country, then, you know, that number would come way down, because a lot more people got it and have gotten better, and it hasn't affected. The problem with this thing is just how communicable it is, and just how easy it is for people to get, and how quickly it could spread. That's what they're dealing with.
Now, the other thing is a lot of people are confused. A lot of seniors are thinking they were going to get money, and people on Social Security and this, that, and the other. This only applies to people who have lost their jobs or businesses that have had to shut down or curtail because of the coronavirus epidemic, right?
I'm going to say, why in the world would somebody who was living on a fixed income before this, getting money, should they get more money? I just don't understand that.
Well, because one person believes it has something to do with investments, and I'm going to read what they sent to me here. Let me see. Let me go up here. It says, actually, Social Security recipients who depend on interest and dividends on investments have been affected by this. They should be included, too.
No. Why? I mean, as I said, it's absolutely insane. Markets go down. interest and dividends, unless the companies that you own in your portfolio whose interest and dividends were cut, that's a different story. But that certainly happened with a couple companies out there. Most companies are still paying their dividends. Most of the bank stocks haven't changed. The stock prices have come down, but that hasn't changed the dividends that they pay.
Now, we don't want to see people that are multimillionaires, by the way, getting themselves a bunch of money out of this either, do we?
I don't know. Did they cap that? I hope they did in regards to salary and the check.
$75,000 below.
Well, there you go. They capped it.
Yep. $75,000 below. But again,
the problem is that number is arbitrary. $75,000 in New York City and San Francisco, Palo Alto, and certain places is not $75,000 in Boise, Idaho.
Now, since the announcement early this morning, you might know the futures are all up. Everything's in the green that I'm looking at here right now. And I would expect that there might be a fairly good day in the market because of this. What would you think?
We'll see. I hope so. The market's going to react it's like a reflex reaction. It's like when a doctor hits your little knee with a rubber hammer to check your reflexes. At these points in time, it's headline driven, and you're going to see these reflex reactions. Any sort of sustainable type of rally or move to the upside is going to have to do with more the ability to get the light at the end of the tunnel. Believe it or not, the market will outperform the overall economy if it sees that the economy is going to improve down the road. That's how it goes. Believe it or not, markets do well during recessions because they actually see coming out of the recession. We actually have to see us coming out of this recession and this slowdown, and then you'll have a market that will start to outperform again.
Well, here's a positive move because Boeing and their 737 MAX 8 jet production is going to be resuming in May. This, according to Boeing, they made the announcement yesterday.
So that's the plane that was shut down?
Yep.
Yeah. That's good. You got to get that back up and running again. Boeing is one of our biggest, I think it's our biggest exporter.
They lost $40 billion in that deal.
Yeah, they screwed up, and they're paying the price.
What's the price of gasoline up there, friend?
I haven't bought gas. I haven't been driving that much. I haven't bought gas in weeks.
Is it less than $2 a gallon, or?
Oh, no. Not with taxes around here. I'm sorry. No, that's definitely not the case. It's going to have to be a while before that because of taxes.
Three states, it's below $1 a gallon. And by the way, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery before they ship it out and add all the taxes, 44 cents a gallon.
There's some cheap gas, no doubt.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I didn't get a chance to say something to him. I was kidding him during the break. I says, are you planning on coming down to Florida anytime soon? And he goes, well, no, I don't think so. I said, well, good, because if you come down here on an airplane, they're going to give you I'm tracking your big brother's slip, because anybody from New York or New Jersey that comes down to Florida on a plane, a train, or a bus, they're going to tell you. They want you to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they're going to...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.